In the past hour, we spoke to the U.S. Embassy and ambassador in Chile, Paul Simons. He praised the quick reaction of the Chilean leader, Michelle Bachelet.
Declaration of the state of emergency, which allowed the military and the police to go in and restore order. And secondly, she did open up to the possibility of international support.
And that international support will come in the midst of international economic aftershocks from the earthquake on Saturday. To tell us more about the economic impacts, we're joined by New York Times Wall Street and finance reporter Louise Story. Good morning, Louise.
Morning.
So what are we expecting? I mean, this is one of the strongest economies in South America.
It is. So the damages are estimated to be $15 billion to $30 billion. And just to put that into perspective, John, Hurricane Katrina cost $40 billion in terms of insured losses here in the U.S. So it's close to Hurricane Katrina. The good news is that Chile's central bank has a very good reputation. What they've been doing since 2007 is Chile has been putting aside the extra money they make in copper in an offshore wealth fund that's gotten up to be $11 billion now. And by doing that, they've become a net creditor, not a net borrower. So if they need to go borrow some money now to clean this up, they're in pretty good shape.
Now, you mentioned copper there. Certainly, the repercussions for commodity prices are going to be one of the immediate impacts, right?
That's right. So a third of all copper in the world comes from Chile. The world's biggest copper company, Codelco, is based there. They closed down several mines this weekend. They've already opened some of them, but it did send copper prices up this morning on the London Metal Exchange. And we, you know, a lot of people think it'll send some more disruptions into the commodities exchanges till we see everything open up.
And copper in the last few months has been a real indicator of demand, industrial demand, and that's been depressed. So even if it does spike, do you think it's a long-term thing?
Right. Well, there is actually copper reserves. There is a big copper inventory. It's the highest it's been in 6 years of copper sitting around not being used. So there is some room for this disruption. It's just a question of how long it goes on for.
All right. Louise Story from our partner, the New York Times, to taking a look at the economic aftershocks from the Chilean earthquake.